Is the room, I always forget. When is the room available at earlier or not? What?
I thought it was fine.
You think it is fine?
I'm pretty sure it is available.
Okay, so let's try for 12.
We'll figure out.
What?
We'll figure out.
Okay, if not, we'll wander the halls or we'll do it outside, you know, in connection
with
With the pre-lot. What's that?
We can sing garbage.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is he here? Oh, there he is. Hi, Mazel Tov.
Thank you.
Wow, for sure we can sing.
Good.
No, without musical accompaniment.
Yeah.
All right, Mazel Tov.
Say hi.
Thank anybody you. Else got engaged since I was out of town? Come back. And... Okay, Mazel Tov. Big news. Now we know why you weren't at the Shir Shabbaton.
Yeah.
Like there was a lot of speculation about it. Nah, I'm just joking. I noticed that, I missed you. But, okay. So, very nice. We should always have Shir Simchas, right? Okay. Speaking of which, do we have elected officials here or not?
The election is tomorrow.
The election is tomorrow.
Yeah, it was Nidcha.
Oh, it was Nidcha. I was right that it was, but it wasn't very good.
It's been very controversial.
What?
Very controversial.
Yeah, okay, so we hope that, you know, whatever is supposed to happen, happens.
Well,
I guess we'll leave it at that. Is your hat still in the ring?
Yeah.
And Yoni also still hat in the ring? I see signs and Moshe. Moshe's not here. Maybe he was already like attending to the state functions or something. Okay. Anyways, so let's get going. So we were discussing the very fascinating sugya here on Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, where again the Gemara seems to connect the din of Ein Mevi'in Korban al Kfir Ashir with Karkos. With Ein Nishboin ala Karkos in the case of Shavuos Ha'edus, Mashbiei de Karka, that's Shavuos Ha'edus, and with Karka in an Exeles, which is, of course, a broader issue. And we're trying to figure out several things at the same time. Number one, does this Sugya indicate, as Mipi HaShua or Reb Chaim thought it did, that Shavuos HaPikadon is connected to the problem, is a din of Gazel, put it that way. I think that, again, that's supposedly one of Reb Chaim's, I guess, the most compelling indicators, according to him. The way that one would respond to that would be to suggest, you know, again, the most minimalist way is to say that the connection is in terms of Ribui and Miut and Ribui, in other words, the system or the miut, or the miut system or the klal uprat klal system, which I think is might be indicated by Rashi and others, or that even if there is an overlap and even if there's a connection between karkin and exeles and the requirements of Shavuos HaPikadon, right, that doesn't necessarily prove that in the balance, since again, this whole question of Shavuos Ha'edus and Shavuos HaPikadon is partially a balanced question, right? We all know that there has to be a kosher mishpat component, that kofer, you know, bedvarim bialma, right, is not sufficient. As we know, there's already a very fascinating debate between Rabbah and Rabbi Yochanan, and then we know of other Rishonim in the Rishonim itself. You know, what constitutes kfiras dvarim and what constitutes kfiras mamon and shuas apikadon. But in theory, one could have said that even if karka einan exeles is part of the story here, that, you know, that's a shiur in the tanai of the mechayev of the shua. In has to be a shvua shel gezel, or a shvua which is involved in gezelas mamon. That doesn't mean that the mechayev is gezel. So either way, I think those are two ways to neutralize the issue and the problem. And yet, Reb Chaim's ha'ara is certainly a very important one. The fact that the Gemara also applies, also connects mashbin and karka and shvuas ha'edos, certainly dilutes the connection between shvuas ha'bikadon and gezel somewhat, and also seems to project a little more that, you know, the other part of the topic, which is ein nishbain ala karkos. And as far as that is concerned, we already noted, number one, that the language of the Gemara is ein mevi'in, although Rashi immediately, and the bottom Tosis, in addition, translates it into ein nishbain ala karkos. At the same time, as we also noted, again, Rashi quotes the sugya on mem, the Mishnah on mem beis amid aleph. Tosis wonders why on Lamed Ches Amid Aleph, right, there isn't already evidence of this din. And what we pointed out was that on Mem Beis, we're talking about Shvus Eid Echad and Shvus Mor Beviktas, and that this is particularly the case according to Tosis Rid, who thought that actually it's Mor Beviktas and Shvus HaShomrim. This is particularly the case according to Tosis Rid, who thought that the diuk of not having a miut for Eid Echad when it comes to Ein Nishbain Ala Karka was so, I guess, blatant that we should actually come to the incredibly extreme conclusion that there is Shvuas Eid Echad, you know, Bekarka, and that we just dismiss the words of Rava in Ksuvis in that Sogyan Pezayin Amit Beis. In light of that, the idea that, okay, that's pretty extreme. But certainly when the sugya says Mishnah and the Gemara substantiates that Ein Nishbain Ala Karka, right, it's very possible that that is limited to Shvuas HaDayanim. And we were talking the other day, I think Asher asked me, based on the Rambam's language, it could be that every Shvuas HaDayanim is a kind of Shvuas HaPikadon, but certainly Shvuas HaPikadon is not necessarily Shvuas HaDayanim. Right, it's not something that the Dayanim impose, and it's not something which is intended to clarify, right, the toin v'nitan position of the Toveya and the Nitva. And that the Rambam is very clear about that, that there are only three such Shvuas Daraisa. Shvuas Eidos has nothing to do with that, and Shvuas HaPikadon has nothing to do with that, and so on. Again, every Shvuas HaDayanim might turn into Shvuas HaPikadon, because you end up, if you're lying about, you know, again, not in every case either, but certainly might overlap into that. But Shvuas HaPikadon is not necessarily Shvuas HaDayanim. So the idea that even if you don't hold like the Chiddush of the Tosis Rid is that, you know, Ein Nishbain Ala Karkos doesn't even apply to three Shvuas HaDayanim. And again, the explanation may be because of the Koach of Eid Echad and the connection between Kol Sheshnayim B'chayim and Osim Amon Eid Echad B'chayim Shua. But in the end of the day, that's still true. But to say that Ein Nishbain Ala Karka is limited to Shvuas HaDayanim, and therefore it might not apply to Shvuas HaMikadon and Shvuas HaEdos, that's certainly not a stretch at all. And it also goes to the question of, you know, again, the scope of this din of Ein Nishbain Ala Karkos in general. And part of that equation is how do you explain the phenomenon of Gilgal Shvua, where sometimes we do have a Shvua Ala Karka. So again, is that just because Gilgal, again, this is more of a sixth parak topic, you know, maybe we'll get to it in June, but is that more because Gilgal supplies the Mechayiv, and maybe the problem of Ein Nishbain Ala Karkos, the Mechayiv problem, not a Cheftza Shel Shvua or a Chalos Shvua problem? Or maybe the idea is, and this is a big issue, that Gilgal Shvua is a different Chafsa Shel Shvua too, or attaches the two. In other words, Gilgal Shvua is a reason that you can be Mechayev Shvua A, since you're taking Shvua A, so that's a reason to be Mechayev you Shvua B, even though it's insufficient from a Mechayev level without that. But Shvua A and Shvua B are independent, and that's all Gilgal Shvua is accomplishing, right? Or Gilgal Shvua basically creates like a hyphen, right, a connection, even on the Cheftza Shel Shvua level, it's, you know, now this Shvua that you're taking on A can include B, in which case, you know, the Gilgal, you know, establishes it's not really a Shvuah Lakarka, it's kind of Muvla in the bigger Shvuah. So that's a big issue. Another issue, as I mentioned, is the question of Shvuos Durabanan. In Heses, in particular, there's a big group of already Gaonim, Rishonim, who think that Shvuos Heses can be taken a la karka. That could be more about Shvuos Heses and the degree to which is that really a Shvuah at all. You know, does it really have the status of Shvuos Hadayanim even Durabanan, or is it more like a Pius? There's a lot of discussion about that. And what about, you know, things in between, Nishba v'Notel, you know, type circumstances, the Kumra ones, the Kula ones, like as we've discussed, there's a whole hierarchy of Shavuos, you know, even on the Drabanan level. So the question whether or not, you know, Nishboim al Akarka, what impact that has on Shavuos Eidos and Shavuos HaPikadon is really part of that whole discussion of the scope of the din of Ein Nishboim ala karkos in broader terms. So really, when we talk about Ein Mevi'in Korban, right, al kfiras shibud karkos, right, the tricky thing is that we are really overlapping these two topics. Karka Ein Nigzeles, maybe, and Ein Nishboim ala karka. And what, of course, is so intriguing is that these are, you know, representative precisely of, you know, the two components, the balance of which is complicated and debated, right? It's hard to know whether to put this more on Karka and Exelis or on Ein Nishboim ala Karka, and whether we, you know, which we do, again, according to all views, there's a Karka, there's a Gezel component, and there's a Shvuah component. But, you know, in terms of, you know, what the proper way to, you know, apply this din really is, becomes an interesting open question. It's even more intriguing in a certain respect, according to the Rambam himself, because the Rambam has some, you know, special views. And therefore his perspective is particularly challenging. So in order to just discuss that for a few minutes, so let's just take a step back. So this Gemara is one of the Gemaras in Shas, you know, together with the Gemara in Ksuvus and Akosev and the Gemara in the beginning of Bab Metzia, where the Gemara seems to discuss this problem of Ein Nishboim al Kfiras Shibud Karkos. Okay. So we already made mention of the fact that Tosis on Lamed Zayin Amud Beis here, the bottom Tosis, when they say, well, why don't you just bring a raya from the Mishnah on Lamed Chas Amud Beis, that Ein Nishboim al Kfir Shibud Karkos, if you look at the Mishnah's not even talking about Kfir Shibud Karkos. The Mishnah is speaking instead about being Nishba al Karkos. There's no Kfir Shibud there, right? It's Motiv Miktsas, when there's Karka, when there's Metaltalin, when there's both, you know, when there's one or the other, etc. So, what I suggested previously was that maybe Tosis is Lashitasam here, that they really don't, they really buy into the implications of Ein Nishboim al Kfiras Shibud Karkos in the sense of there being no distinction between Shibud Karka and a more direct Shvua la Karka. The Sugya of Ein Nishboim al Kfiras Shibud Karkos, which appears in at least these three places, meaning beginning of Abitzi and Ksuvis, and right here in Shavuos, assuming that's what it is, right, establishes for the Balei Tosis that Nishba la Karka, Nishba al Kfira Shibud Karka are Hainuhach. They are one and the same. And that is something which I believe is Lashitaso in the way in which he asks and also the manner in which he answers. Right, the question, Oliver Shas, which is, right, what do you mean Ein Nishboim al Kfiras Shibud Karkos only in the case of Milva Mishtar? Right, what about Milva Alpe? Right, according to the Mandamar, right, Shibud Doraisa. And in our sugya, particularly, since Rabbi Yochanan happens to hold Shibud Doraisa and Velvasra, and Rabbi Yochanan is the one here who's making the distinction between Milvah HaPeh and Milvah B'Shtar, right? So it particularly, you know, isolates the factors and highlights, you know, the problem, which is what do you do with this discrepancy, right? If you hold Shibudah D'Oraisa, so there are Shibudim in a Milvah HaPeh Be'edim as well. And as such, you basically have undermined the whole institution, maybe, of Motiv Miktsas, of Shavuos HaPikadon, you know, and so on and so forth. That's the way Tosis asks the question. Yeah. Yeah. The question is whether you can also be Gova B'Metaltalin, but you certainly, Shibudah D'Oraisa certainly means you can be Gova B'Karka. There's a debate whether Shibudah D'Oraisa also extends to Metaltalin, Min HaTorah. Right. But Karka, yeah, sure. Not because, what alternative do you want to suggest? Well, not necessarily Metaltalin Mishubadim. Meaning, I'm not talking about B'nai Chori. Let's make sure we understand what we're talking about here, right? The Nechasim B'nai Chori are things that are in your property. Now, do you have land? In other words, that's your present assets. You have Karka, you have Metaltalin, right? A question whether Shibudah D'Oraisa is necessary for that is an issue, which we'll get to in a couple of minutes. But some Rishonim do use it that way. But Shibudah D'Oraisa certainly also means that if you subsequently sold your property to a lokeach, or was inherited by a yoresh, that he could still be gove mimenu. That's what we mean by shibud, right? The question is, would that D'Oraisa be true also for metaltalin, or is it only true for karka? That's a very interesting and important debate. We'll see. Reb Chaim kind of gets into it a little bit, but that's an issue. But so if you hold Shibudah D'Oraisa, so Einish Boy Malkvir, that's Tosis's question here, right? Tema Harav Yochanan Gufei Islay Besov Babasra the Shibudah D'Oraisa Vimkena Afilu Balpeh Hechem Ishkachasla the Shvuas HaEdus or the Shvuas HaPikadon, right? How do you get Shvuas HaEdus and Shvuas HaPikadon? Because he's assuming for now that Shvuas HaEdus is the same din. V'Hachinami Kasha Me'Asholeach. Right, another sugya. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Shtar sheyishba achrayus nechasim eino meshamet." Right, there's no shmitas ksafim if you have a milva b'shtar. That is the view of Rabbi Yochanan. So the question is, why? Because if you have a shtar, so there are nechasim b'shubadim, and therefore it's not lo yigos, or something like that. Anyway, a variation of whatever the. But basically, it's not omeid b'tzviya anymore because you have the means to collect. So it's something like that. V'im kain afilu balpeh lo mishkachas la l'didei. V'chein perak hamad abad mitzviya. That's more to be miktsas. V'perak hakosev. Right? Isanami hasam gabeid echad. Enish b'im bakfir shivu karkos. That's the gemara that we saw earlier. V'lamad namar shibur d'araisa la alul mo mishkachas shivua. So Tosa says, tzorech lomar alibay mishkachas kishamachal hashibud. And Tosin Bar Metzia says, Kishamachal Hashibud, or he never had karka, right? Issues like that. Okay. Tosis in the beginning of Afalpi in Ksuvas actually discusses, you know, for purposes of Ksuva, whether or not, you know, Shibudim, you know, don't even exist in cases where you don't have karka, or in cases of the karka that you'll acquire later. This, of course, is part of the topic of De'ekti, the sugya in Bava Basra. In a couple of places, the main sugya of Bava Basra are like Kufman Zion, right? Property that you'll acquire later, is that also included in Shibudah? But Tosa's question here is a question that Tosa asks throughout Shas, and it's a very powerful question. The assumption of the question, which is extremely reasonable, is that if Shibud Nechasim, you know, constitute Nishbayim ala karka, kfir ashib nechasim constitute nishbayim ala karka, then what difference does it make what, you know, the circumstances that, you know, that generated those shibudim are, one way or another? And Tosis basically saying, it's a good question, you know, there are a couple of hechetimtzis that will allow us, you know, to deal with the institutions that we're talking about. It's an amazing thing when you think about it. I mean, it's Tosis basically saying that motive mikzas and Eidach, all these cases, you know, where we have Shavuos Doraisa, according to Tosis, are extremely limited. Very rare cases. There are cases where the guy doesn't have karka, maybe, cases where he's mochel, and so on and so forth. That is very bedochak, but that's Tosis' view. So it's not surprising, since Tosis buys in, I'm not saying you still couldn't be mechalek, but I think if there's a connection, at least I'll contrast it with Ramban in just a couple of minutes, that, you know, for Tosis, you know, as long as down the road there's karkos, it's einish b'ayim ala karka. So, you know, he knows that the Mishnah on Lamed Ches is not a case of shibud karkos, it's a case of karka. What he's saying is, this is really an issue whether or not we apply the din of einish b'ayim ala karka, and we know that already from the Mishnah on Lamed Ches. Because once you do that, once you think that that's einish b'ayim ala karka, then karka, shibud karka, any, you know, extension of karka is the same. However, not all Rishonim held that way. Okay, so there are some technical other answers that are given, right? The Ramban quotes the Rimigash. If somebody has the language of the Ramban, we're going to look at the Ramban in just a second. And the Rosh quotes the Rimigash. What is the Rimigash's suggestion, Azriel? Well, there are a whole bunch of suggestions that the Rishonim make. Exactly. The Rimigash says that the din of Einish b'ayim ala kfirah shuvah karkos only applies where the shtar or the edim are accessible. Right? And therefore, you are really being kofar, or moda as the case may be, but you're being nishba on karka. But if in theory there's a shtar, really trying to explain edim, what he's saying is, typically when you have a shtar, it's an interesting thing. It's a bit reworking of the Gemara's Havamina. I mean, when the Gemara said that, you know, edim arvidi demaisi, right, when the Gemara thought it was about kofar mamun sheishal of edim versus kofar mamun sheishal of shtar, so the Gemara said, edim avidi demes. And then the Gemara says, okay, but what about shtar avidi demirkas? In a way, according to the Rimigash, so then the Gemara says, no, it's about ein mevian korban al shuas al kfiras shibud karkos. In the case of, that's why it's limited to milva b'shtar. So then the question is, but if you hold Shibud Doraisa, that's true even in Milva Alpeh. So according to the Rimigash, mostly, probably the answer is that, you know, kind of when it comes to Edom, Avida Demaisi, and Shtar, less so, even though, you know, but in Achanami, if the Shtar were to be Birkas, then that would be important too. But is that such a Dover Pashut? Is that such a Dover Pashut? Nathan, you think it's such a Dover Pashut what the Rimigash says? What? No. I mean, theoretically and conceptually. Why?
She exists.
Yeah, exactly. The question in all these cases is, like, there's a whole subcategory of questions here, and that is, what about the existence of an abstract shibud that is not befoal collectible? Does that undercut the din of Einish b'ayim ala kfirah shibud karkos? And this is something that we find, right, in a few different iterations, and you can be mechalek as well. One of them is a very popular answer in the Rishonim also, which is that it depends, you know, on the lemaisa, the takana, you know, of the gaonim or the Rishonim. Are you gove, you know, only mikarka, or you're not gove mikarka, right? If the din is, you know, that ain govin minakarka, you know, as a takana, so does that dictate, right, that there's no problem of nishboim ala karka? Right? So there's a double question in the in the case of the Rimigash, it's Ovad Shtaro, there are Edim, but let's say, you know, we don't know if they're going to come to court or they're not going to come to court, even though there was Edim. So what's the situation there? So again, in the case of the Takana, there's a bit of a structural or technical question too, and that is, what did the Rabbanan do, right, in their Takana? Did they basically say that we're metakein that there's no longer a shibud? Can they even do that? You know, is that something Chachamim can do? Can they neutralize the shibud? Or the Chachamim can't do that. They can just say that we're no longer authorizing gviya min ha-shibud. But the abstract shibud is either something that they didn't touch or something that they couldn't touch. Right, that's on the takana level. On the befoal rimigash level, right, the question seems to be a little bit different because, again, midoraisa, if the Edom were to show up, I mean, there is a shibud, even if you can't implement it. And there is a shibud in the case of shtar, you know, even if for some reason you can't locate the shtar. Right? Kame shmaya galya, or somebody knows that there really is the right of shibud here. There's no din of ede kiyum when it comes to gviya milchasa mishubadim. Right? So unless we say that kind of, maybe there is, maybe that's true. Maybe there's no such thing as an abstract shibud, or there's no such thing as an abstract shibud legabe the din of enishboim al kfir shibud karkos. So you have two choices, right? One is to say that shibudim, you know, although generated, right, if by definition they're not demonstrable, right, then the shibud itself is paka. That's a big hit, almost kind of like an eide kiyum, but not because of eide kiyum, but because of the pragmatic element. What is that pragmatic element? So again, mashal amad avar domeh, what the Rav used to call the betichus, the reliance or reliability aspect of a shibud, right? So what's the difference, we'll get back to this in a second, between milval peh and milva b'shtar, right? This could be a question to ask on a d'oraisa level or on a d'rabbanan level, and you might be mechalek between them. So that's one question. A second question, why would there be a difference if you hold, let's say, shibud d'oraisa or other such things between Gviya mikarka and gviya mimetaltalin? Two different questions, right? So, and there's evidence, you know, that the factor of shtar, that the factor of karka versus metaltalin may have, you know, certainly has consequences, and lemaisa may even have doraisa consequences. So why should that be? So basically, there are two, very clear halchim one could take in explaining those discrepancies. One is on a kinyan level, and we're going to get back to this in just a couple of minutes, meaning the way to understand is that a shtar, you know, as opposed to edus al peh, and with respect to karka, but probably not metalkalin, creates a kinyan shibud. And the shtar, therefore, is a shtar kinyan. We'll talk more about the implications of this in just a second. Yeah.
Isn't the Gemara in Bava Basra actually the very
end? Yeah, it depends how you read the Gemara in the end of Bava Basra, and there also are two girsos, Mishas Ksiva, Mishas Ksuva. Those are the two girsos that the Rishonim talk about extensively. And it seems, based on those two girsos, that there is a debate whether or not the shtar, in the case of a shibud, is a shtar kinyan or a shtaraya. And we have echoes of this all over the place. The Tosis read in Gittin and other Rishonim in Ksuvis. You know, whether Shtar of Shibudim is considered to be a Shtar Kinyan Shtar Raya. It's very relevant to the question of, again, this is a massive topic, so, you know, excuse me if we're just going a little quickly, but it's important to know these things generally and for the Sugya. It's connected to the debate between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Meir, right? We generally have a debate of, well, you know, whether Ede Chasima Karsi or Ede Mesira Karsi, Right? Typically, the way that you understand it is that Eide Chasima focuses on the Raya Shavo, because remember, Eide Chasima don't have to be present at the time of the actual transaction. Handing over a shtar with Eide Chasima is what's kores, meaning the Raya Shavo is what's kores. Eide Mesira Karsi means that you have Eidim who are present at the transaction itself, but there's nothing in the Cheftza of the shtar. It's just a piece of paper with some, you know, a description of what took place, right? There's no, you know, no signatures appended to it, unless they happen to be, as Mishum Tikkun Olam, we say that, you know, yeah, Eide Mesira Karsa also needs to be, you know, in Chasimas HaShtar, but Midoraisa. So, is a shtar, a milva b'shtar, you know, with respect to the problem of Shibudim, right, is that Eide Mesira Karsi or Eide Chasima Karsi? This is a major, major debate among the Rishonim. Right? And there are other, so Ksuva Ksiva, Eide Mesira, Eide Chasima. There are numerous aspects to this debate and discussion. What about Metaltalin? Again, Midoraisa at least, the ability to be Meshabed Metaltalin. That's also part of the debate. So again, the two perspectives are that when you have a shtar, what's really happening is you have a kinyan, shibud, right, on the karka. And that also might be limited to karka, because the method of acquiring metaltalin is different than the method of acquiring karka. Right, karka's nicknames bekesef. So the matan mos of the milva, let's say, you know, could, or the shtar, you know, could, in theory, trigger, you know, a kinyan. The shtar cannot be kona metaltalin, right? Karka nicknames, you know, bekesef, bishtar, ubechazaka. Right, when we learned Kedushin last year, we talked about what about Kenyan Sudar, why it's omitted from the Mishnah, the different views in the Rishonim. Right, so that's also a Kenyan. But you can't be Kone Metaltalin, right, through a shtar. So one perspective is that what singles out Milva B'shtar as opposed to Milva Alpeh is that it is a Kenyan, which is Meshabed, and for that very reason it might be limited, or it makes sense that it's limited. Again, you could be Mechalek, there are ways to get out of this, but that's in general strokes. The kinyan will take place, stafka, with respect to karka. The other perspective is to say that milva bishtar is a shtar raya. So what is it that creates the shibud? So the Rav is to explain, it's the matan mos, it's the exchange itself that generates a shibud. But if you think that you require a shtar, it's only in a situation where you have raya, or betichus, used to call it. It's the security of being able to collect. You can't say shtar chabyani, my boy, in metaltalin, right? But you can say it when you have... I'm sorry, you can say shtar chabyani, my boy, in milva alpeh, but you can say it in milva, you know, bishtar. Oh. So, the point is that whenever you have a matan mos, which is also secured, let's say, and there are two things that could secure it. The question is, you need them both. One is a shtar, because that makes gvia much more, you know, accomplishable. And the other thing is that the davar, which is meshubad, is something which you cannot. It's an asset that you cannot camouflage or hide, meaning it's karka. So the Rashbam, for example, in Bava Basra, we talks in the Sugyan of Kuf Chav Ches, you know, there's a whole discussion in general in Kuf Chav Ches in Bava Basra, whether Govin min Avadim or in Govin min Avadim. And then you have the Sugya in Kuf Nun Gibel, I believe, in Bava Basra, where the Gemara talks about the status of Eved in general. Is Eved considered, like in Dibor, for example, let's say you made a commitment to give karka or metaltalin, what is eved? So it's fascinating. The Rif, and that sugya in Bava Basra, Kufnun Gimel, and discussing that question brings in Ein Govim Min Avadim, or Govim Min Avadim. Trying to figure out, in general, whether evidence, you know, evidence hukshu l'karkos, like we have in our sugya, we'll get back to it. And on the other hand, you know, Eved is not karka, right? It's not, you know, la'olam ha'mades, and it's something that you can, it's an asset that you can hide, right? You can obscure, you know, an Eved. You can kill an Eved, you can hide an Eved, you can abscond with an Eved, right? So it's interesting that the Rif, in discussing the other issues about the status of Eved in relationship to karka, quotes the din of, well, govim min avadim, ein govim min avadim. But the Rashbam in Bava Basra, as I mentioned, in Kuf Kaf Ches, there's also a big discussion in the sugya in the beginning. Well, I guess we'll get to it next year, hopefully. In the beginning of Bava Kama, you know, what is it, Dav Zayin, Ches, whatever it is, the Tosis there discusses the problem, like when is Eved Karka and when is Eved Metaltalin? We have mixed evidence in Shas. And Tosis has their own suggestion for this, and we'll talk about it much more, I guess, next year. But what's going on is the following. From a formal, what the Rif meant to say in Kufnun Gimel was that the din of Ein Govim Min Avadim or Govim Min Avadim is a formal question about the nature of Avadim, is it Karka or not? Right? However, the Rashbam was saying that the din of Ein Govim Min Avadim is a Smichus Das or Betichus question. Right, so the question of, you know, what kinyan you make, you know, what Lashon B'nei Adam commits you to when you use the language, that's totally, totally, you know, irrelevant to the question whether or not this is an asset that is, you know, subject to, you know, havracha, that you can hide it, or whether it's a reliable asset. So the picture that I'm trying to draw is that there are really two, broadly speaking, ways to understand what's going on with shibud. Right? One way is that there is a kinyan on the shibud, and that is maybe a reason to limit it to karka, because kinyan shtar itself is limited to karka, and maybe that's true even if we're only dealing with, is the way out, a quasi-kinyan, not a full kinyan, right? Or the idea of gviya menachasim eshubadim is based on this idea of smichus das and betichus. The real trigger is a natural one. You don't need an artificial mishabed, because the transaction itself automatically is mishabed. Why should a transaction automatically be mishabed? Meaning when you commit to something, to a certain kind of relationship, right, that everything that you own, or at least the substantial things that you own, support or reinforce your commitment. So that maybe doesn't require a separate kinyan, or the matan bos is the kinyan, however you want to say it. The only thing is that the only thing that's going to support that, maybe a place to draw the line, is the dvarim sheish bahem betichus or smichus das. So then the shtar and the karka, if you want to limit them to shtar and karka, are dinim and smichus das. Why am I telling you all this? It's very relevant. You'll see in a moment to the Ramban and Rab Chaim also, in just a couple of seconds. But even for what we're saying right now, because what are we talking about? We're talking about two questions. Number one, the question of what impact does the takana of the Gaonim have one way or another, right, if we no longer are gova bekark, let's say. Does that matter or not? Question number two, what if you have a milva bishtar, but the shtar is lost? Or you have a milva pen, you say shibud d'oraisa, you know, but, you know, we don't know whether the Edom are going to be around, or we know that they're not going to be around. Right? So what I'm saying is, there are one way to explain some of these problems, or the rimigashas. Again, the Gaonim issue could be in the nature of the takana, or in the capacity to make certain kind of takana. Do the chachamim have the ability to change dina d'oraisa and say there's no longer a shibud? Or they could just say we won't honor the implementation and execution, but it's abstractly still there. Okay, that could be the question. What did they do, or what can they do? On another level, the question is, You know, as an abstract or a theoretical shibud, relevant to, does it exist? If you're not going to implement it, or by virtue of the fact that you're not going to implement it, it also is paka daraisa, because the idea of an ungiviable or a shibud that's not nitan ligvia maybe undermines what a shibud is. Similarly, or it's an interesting question to ask, right? So again, it's not any kiyum exactly, right? So you know that there's a milva al peh and a milva bishtar that you can't find. You know, does that really matter, you know, that you can't find it or that you can't produce the edim? Or does it matter if it's a safek, or maybe only when it's a vadai, but even if it's only a vadai? Why not say kamishmaya galya? So you're being nishba on the karka. Or no. What we really mean is that something that's not nitan legvia, if you can't prove to other people, then there's no shibud. Why should that be? But if shibud itself is a din in smichus das, or in betichos, whatever you want to call it, and that's the reason for the yichus of karka over metalfilin, and in some cases shtar over edim, then you might say, again, it isn't data kiyum, but it has almost the same kind of effect. Namely, if lemaisa, right, you can't do it, you know, then the shibud goes away. It's pakam. So this is part of the discussion of the, I think, of the Rimigash and the Rush. If you look here at the Rimigash, the Rush, and the Ramban, again, the Rimigash here, one second, I'm sorry, the Rush here, says, V'Ramban kasav d'hov burchasa, the kol modem mikzas she'en bo edim kan chayiv, v'afilu tva'o nami, this is the Ramban's against the Rimigash, manali b'yodcha b'shtar, v'avad b'menu b'shtar, v'ala omar ein lecha b'yodi ala chamishim b'shtar, chayiv, shvud araisa, kivin d'omar d'ein shtar kan, v'ein yocha ligvos min ha'shim b'shubadim, lav shibud karka mikri, v'ein dvar of nirin li, the kivin the shibud d'araisa, v'afilu milva apen nami, d'shtabdu nechasav, odalo gavim yasmim l'kuchos, d'ein ha'milva yadua, kivin shedim b'davar, you're protecting the l'kuchos, the yorshim, v'afilu halove mode, d'chayshinim l'kenunya,
this is exactly the discussion, right?
Again, the Takana Rabbanan is what could they and what did they do, in addition. But the question of not being able to implement the shtar or the edim, does that change the din of the existence of the shibud? That's how the Rush is understanding it. Another possibility is that everybody will agree that the shibud exists on an abstract level, whether you can collect it or not. Maybe the issue is not the existence of the shibud, but the din of ein nishbayin al kfiras shibud karkots. Namely, how upfront, right, do we consider, you know, the shibudim to be on the agenda, let's say, of this particular din Torah? And that we'll get back to in just a couple of minutes, but that is very relevant for the Ramban and for the Rambam. So who has the whole discussion of the Ramban here? The Ramban, in his discussion of this question, as I say, makes the question more acute anyway, before he gives the answer that is the most intriguing, which he, in the end, also happens to reject, unfortunately. But, does somebody else have it, or shall I just do it quickly? One second. Yeah. Ika de Koshele, right? Ihachi Edim Nami Hashibud Kakosu, Rabbi Yochanan. Skipping a little bit. Umai Ulma de Shtar Mi Edim. Tosis doesn't ask, I mean, that's implicit in Tosis' question, but Tosis doesn't ask it this way. And therefore, the way the Ramban asks it, you know, kind of provokes a little bit of
of a counter response. Meaning, when you read the way the Ramban asks, it's the same question, but it just comes from a different angle. Right? The Tosis's question is, of course, Einish Boim al Kfir Shiba Karkos. It's Karka, and of course, Einish Boim. That's like Dover Pashut. And that, I think, is the basis for the last Tosis on the Amud, as we discussed, as well. Once that's true, so then the heavy focus of the question is, why is there ever Motam Amiksas? Why is there ever Shavuos HaPikadon? Why is there ever Shmitas Ksafim, according to the Mandamar, Shibud HaDorais? And the answer, right, basically, consistently, continues that perspective. Namely, Inochanami, but. And then you get a tremendous narrowing, just almost shockingly, of these institutions. Right? Only Bizman Azeh, if you hold again that the Bizman Azeh took away the abstract, right? Or only B'mechila, or only Bein Lo Karka, and so on and so forth. But the way the Ramban asks the question is in a much more skeptical way to begin with. Like, really? Einish Boim al Kfir Shibud Karkos, even though it's only Shibudim? So what my Ulma Milva al Peh, mi Milva Bishtar. The Sukkah Shulaman, number Shibud the Raisa, would have been Taina the Kai Brachmanecha Mishkachas. Right? So Milva al Peh, Milva Bishtar Dami. The government of Yarshim and Alekuchos. The Kiecha the Shtar of the Shibud Karka. That's what the Rosh was quoting. Meaning, if you're going to say that it's a practical difference, that doesn't make sense, because the Shtar can be irkas the way the Edom can be irkas. So either Shibudim exist theoretically or only practically, one or the other, or this din exists, even if it's only theoretical or only if it's practical. But that too is substitutable between Edim and Shtar. Kedekos of Rabbi Yosef Alevi, Perushav, and so on. Kolshkein be'edim she'enon kan, she'en tviyazu shibud karka, the halo gavi mimishabdi. But again, the language of the Ramban, which is what triggered the Rosh's rejection of this, the way he's conveying it, is that it's not a din in Einish Boim. It's a din that there's no shibud.
Where if it's
from,
it's
from the language.
The
Koshekain, the Edim, she'ain on Kan, she'ain tviya zu shibud karkos. The halogavi mimishavdi klal.
Good, because in this case, he's not trying to collect mimishavdi.
Well, I mean, the
Ramban's language couldn't, it couldn't be plainer, right?
Lav shibud karkos mikri. I wouldn't say lav shibud karkos mikri. I would say lav nishboim al kfir shibud karkos mikri. He says lav shibud karkos.
He does say that, first of all. Right? He says,
who says
that? Ramban,
that's the second one. That's the second one. The first one is.
Okay,
you could say he means Lav Dafka. That's fine. I'm just saying the Rush read it this way, and that's what the Rush objects to. But the first formulation is clear. It's the Kivin de Eina Shtar Kan, the Eina Yochal Ligvos Mila Mishubadim, Lav Shibud Karkos Mikri.
What's Lav Shibud Karkos Mikri?
There's no Shibud Karkos. The Shibud Karkos evaporate.
It doesn't say that Shibud Karkos evaporate. It's saying this is not a Shibud Karkos. What does that mean?
He doesn't say here.
What's the implicit
subject? We're just going. Sorry. He doesn't say here there's no Tviya or Shvua of Shibud Karkos. He says it's not Shibud Karkos. You could say he doesn't mean it.
But what's not Shibud Karkos? There is an implicit subject, which is
the Tviya. No. The Tviya and the Shvua have to be on Karka for this din to apply. And in theory, there are two components, either of which would be vulnerable. The narrower one, the less ambitious one, would be to say, there is a Shibud Karka, and we'll get to it in a minute. There is Shibud Karka, but this isn't called Nishboim al Shibud Karka, since that's not on the practical agenda and docket. However, the more sensational idea, which I tried to explain before, is based on the idea that Shibudim themselves depend on the ability to rely on them. And when you can't rely on them, therefore, they fall apart. I mean, it's not that they're there in the abstract. It's to say In Ochanami, if there was abstract Shibud Chasim, that still might be a Nishbaim. But here, because you can't collect, there are no Shibudim.
Yeah, because you can't find your star. So how does not being able to find your star...
That's what the Rosh is asking.
So what, it's such an obvious kasha, so what does the Ramban do with that kasha?
I mean, no, because the Ramban... I mean, you could not like what I said which is totally fine, but what I said before was in order to explain the idea that smichus das and betichus is a fundamental requirement for Shibudim's existence itself. Now again, you could say that structurally that's true, and therefore you need initially a shtar, and it only will be chal on karka. That doesn't mean, and this I think is what the Rush will tell you, that doesn't mean that if along the way, after creating Shibudim, right, you lose the ability to guarantee, right, their collection, that the Shibud is paka.
Isn't that what you're saying here, though?
It is what I'm saying here. I'm saying you could
just... How could the Shibud be paka just because of Avodah Shar? Just because you lose the Betichlis?
Yeah. At this point, because there's no... part of the precondition of being a shibud is the ability to be able to collect it easily.
B'shasava
is irrelevant. As long as you have...
Because you lost the shtar along the way, you weren't mocha, that's a half.
When you lose a shtar, you lose the ability to go over the shtar.
And then you refine the shtar a month later.
Right, I think according to the way the Rush understands the Ramban, and I think the first formulation of the Ramban, your Shibud will either... correct.
So I have a shtar avoah for $1 million, and...
The amount isn't irrelevant, but it can dramatize the case more.
So I misplaced the shtar, I can't find it for like a few days.
In other words, your $2 Shibud Nechasim...
I lose my Shibud Nechasim, because I couldn't...
According to that's how the Rush read the Ramban. The Ein Dvar of Nirinli... The kivin de shibud daraisa, afilu milva alpen nami nishtabdu nechasav. Hilchach ein shibud karkos talui lo be'edim velo be'shtar leman de isle shibud daraisa. You could argue with one way or another. I know the value of the different perspectives. I'm just telling you that the Rush read the Ramban's comments this way, and that the first formulation of the Ramban reads that way.
And the Rush is referring to this answer of the Ramban?
Yes. Oh, well, that's explicit.
Where does he say that?
The Ramban kosov the whole burchasa the kombo to mikta saint shame bo edim kan chayv the filu tavu nami mana libid star bovid mena b'shtay is quoting their words v'alomer in the chabiyadi ala chamishim chayv v'shuid araisa kivin damar deyna star kan v'en yocha likvos mina mishubadim lav shibud karkos mikri. He's quoting the words of the Ramban. That's a davar pasha. If you want to say that you hold like the Rush against the Ramban, or against his understanding, or that the Rush misread the Ramban, you have a time. If you want to say that the Rush didn't understand the Ramban this way, or that he's not quoting this part of the Ramban, that's not correct. But it is an interesting issue. So in sum, for the moment, he's quoting the Ramban. He says he quotes the word, the Ramban Kasav, the Habur Kasav. These are the words that we just read. These five lines of the Ramban are, the Kasav Ramban quote, he quotes exact words, end quote, including the word.
Ramban is rejecting Bali Tosos.
The Ramban is responding to the whole remake, very different than the Bali Tosos, correct? We'll get to that in a second. We'll get to the other Ramban, the Ramban's other suggestions in just a second. This is the Ramban, it's, you know, quoting and reacting to the Rimigash idea, right? And he, now again, the words of the Ramban, Lav Shibud Nechasim Mikri, are very, very striking. Now again, in the Hemsheikh, he does say, I think I lost my place, give me one more second. Lav Shibud Karkos Mikri, that's what the Ramban is quoting. And then in the continuation, Koshke be'edim she'en kan she'en tviyazu shibud karkos, again, ein tviyazu shibud karkos, that could be interpreted, right, as referring to the shvua and the tviya, but not the shibud. Halo gavi mimishabdi klal. But that question is, which one do you want to zero in on? But certainly the Rush read the Ramban this way, and that's why he said Tmiyali.
I thought what the Rush is just saying is that even though the claim is not about Shiva Karkos, there are still Karkos related to it.
No, he's saying that the claim is on Karkoz because the Shibud exists, whether you can, there's no Edekiyum in Shibud Karkoz, is what he's saying. The Rosh of Dover is Pasha.
I thought the Rosh, why can't maybe the Rosh is saying that even if you're not suing for the Karkoz, for the Shibud,
right,
the fact that there are Shibudim related to the Milim makes it a Shibud Karkoz. He
certainly holds that, but what he's emphasizing, that he's assuming, that's the part that he's assuming. That's the part that he's assuming, but the part that he's saying, because he understood the Ramban as arguing with it, is don't think that Shibud Nechasim is contingent upon the ability to collect it. Shibud Nechasim was set up at the moment of the Milba. It exists. Kamishmaya Galya at minimum. And therefore, now there's a different question, and that is that enough? We're not called to the next line of the Ramban. Is that enough for Einish Boim? So just to sum up.
The only way to make this reading sensible is to say this massive.
The reading of what? The Rush or the Ramban?
This is Hezbollah, what the Rush and the Ramban are arguing about.
Yeah.
Is to say that the Ramban holds this crazy, this very Mkhidash idea that you lose your Shtar, that's a Hafba of your Shibud.
You lose your Shtar or your Edim.
You can't.
The Shibudim, that's what I said.
Right, I think it's very
radical. It's not so radical because of the role. As I say, I think it's a gradation.
Why not just say in the Chabal Chidush that the Ramban holds that when you're Toveya, just Piron, so there's no Karkos related to the Tviya. And the Rush holds, no, since she would have
that right. That's what the Ramban's going to say later. That's what he said. That's what he's going to say later, but that's not what he says now. It's not what he says.
That's not what
hold on, be patient for a minute. We'll get to the other parts of the Ramban. But it's not what he says, and it's not what the Rush understood. And it is mechudash, but it's not crazy mechudash because of the role of smichas das in general and shibudim. Okay, so let's continue in the Ramban. The Ramban, I say, this is a landmark piece of Ramban. One second. Okay, who has the next line? V'acher mehemidu din mod b'miktas shel Torah b'dilo osfei b'sahadi oshein omrim shemesu. Right? Again, Shein Omrim Shemesu is, the Ramban suggests that there might have been a difference between the inability to locate the Edim or to guarantee that they will come forward, as opposed to the knowledge that they died, which once again makes zero sense unless you take the view that according to the Ramban is searching, where do you draw the line in terms of Lomikri Shiva Dechasim, probably, or what constitutes on the agenda of the Shvua, if you're not sure. But the Ramban thinks maybe saying that they died, right? Or Bidilo Osvi Bisahadi. Lo Osvi Bisahadi has zero to do with Shibud Daraisa either. In other words, Shibud Daraisa doesn't require Milva Alpeh Be'edim, presumably. Vim Tomar Hamaisim. Again, this is where he has the formulation that maybe it's post-takana. And post-takana, again, the Chachamim have the ability, because he's looking for this, he's not emphasizing, the Tfiyah is more about this than that. In all of the Ramban so far, whether it's the Shtar is not locatable, we're not sure if we can get the Edim, or the Edim died, that's the next level, or there are no Edim, or the Takana, right, is there's no Chalos Shibudim. And the reason for this is because the role is Smichas Das. Ubein ledivrei zeh, bein ledas harishon shechibu, kishein edim lefaneinu, akati kashad rabchia kamaisa, liu medina mechayiv, velo basa Takana dafka, lo ifrika dechiyuv korban adina daraisahu. Very hard to say this drabanan answer, which a lot of the Rishonim say, because what do you do with the daraisa cases and institution? Va'isod Rabbi Yochanan Shibur Daraisa. V'hachem b'shabo eidem maskinan. The astrobate, so they're even present. The koshkin degabe pikadon, a kofri pikadon akak, nimsa star pator. V'yeshmi sha'omar de be'edim, avagav de ika shibud karkos. This is a breakthrough line in the Ramban. Ika nami shibud metaltal in a mechayev. Havel shtara mishum karkos, hu de kosvi la inshi. The shtar le metaltal le kosvi. V'ika shibuda me karkoi, hu kemand de tofis le hudami. Hilka kika tava mikarkoi tava, avo milva alpe lo, to ikanami shibud metaltali, and then he adds sadly, the ein tam ze mechuvar. Hela tam lefi shakom hashanim torif min alekuchos, ikar shibudo alav, okar tanoso, oso tove. Get back there. What is Rabban's middle suggestion? This is the suggestion that Rab Chaim himself develops both in Hilchos Ishus, Per Tezayin, what is it, Halacha Chafe, as well as in Perik Ches of Hilchos Shavuos, which is to neutralize the very question as the Ramban himself formulated it. In other words, why, what, my umma hai mihai? If there are two methods of generating a Shibud, one is Shibud Daraisa, which applies even in Milva Alpeh. Right, the other one is Milva Bishtar. Should we assume that the quality of the Shibudim, and therefore the impact on the question of Einish Boim HaKfirat Shibud Karkos, is identical or not? Now, again, it is possible that to understand the Ramban in a much narrower way in terms of people. He has one line. Again, Kedarko, when the Ramban says something of breakthrough nature, you know, he sometimes, you know, is very ambivalent about the way he says it, or mixed in his formulation. So part of this seems pragmatic, and part of it seems fundamental. Rab Chaim certainly thinks that the fundamental part, he doesn't quote the Ramban, he doesn't mention the Ramban, but the fundamental part is obviously what Rab Chaim follows in on. Afagav de ika shibud karka, ika nami shibud metaltal inu mechayev. Already the Ramban is raising a very core issue, and that is this whole idea that just because there is a karka connection, that means this is nishboim ala karka, is highly problematic because it ignores that there's also metaltalin. There's karka and metaltalin. So why do we look at it as nishboim ala karka? Why not say you're nishboim a metaltalin? Right? 1 second. Aval shtar mishum karkos hu dekasvila inchi. The reason that you write a shtar, right, is to generate the possibility of, I'll take a question in a second, karka, right? The shtar lemetalta lo kosti, the ikar shibuda mekarkoi u keman de tofes ludami. So the question is, what is the relationship between the words ikar shibuda mekarkoi and karka mishum karkos u de kosti le inshi de shtar lemetalta lo kosti, and the words u keman de tofes ludami. There are really two opposite ways that you can emphasize in the Ramban. One is, again, the pragmatic side, where the Ramban is saying, listen, in Milva Baal Peh, you know, Shibud Daraisa, so you have all options are open on the table. You can collect from Metaltalin, you can collect from Karka, and therefore there's no objective reason why we should consider this Nishboim ala Karka exclusively, or primarily, predominantly, more than saying it's Nishboim ala Metaltalin. Right? And the fact that it's also Nishboim ala Karka, apparently, we'll get to Reb Chaim, who says it differently in a minute, and it's a great Reb Chaim example, is not pogame the fact that it's also Nishboim ala Metaltalin, which is a regular Shvuah. I'm giving you the pragmatic explanation first. However, if the person's shtar, writes a shtar specifically with the goal, right, of making more prominent or making more accessible the Gviya of Karka, right, so that makes the focus here much more karka-oriented. It doesn't exclude metaltalin, but at least it creates a shift. That's one way to read the Ramban. Then the words, ukeman detofes lehudami, are superfluous, and the words, ikar shibuda mekarkoi, and mishum karkoi sudekosli inchi deshtar lemetaltalin kosvi, are all understood in a very pragmatic way, and this din also of Enish Boy Makvir Shiva Karkos, intentionality or the primary, his intention becomes very central. However, what I think the Ramban is really getting at, or maybe he's hedging, right, is the conceptual idea. And that is the one that Reb Chaim develops. And it goes back to what we spoke about a couple of minutes. I just want to give a little more background. I'll get to your question in just a second. Let me just finish this thought. And that is as follows. There are two perspectives, right, in understanding Shibudim. And there are two perspectives in understanding the role of Shtar in Shibudim. There are more, but okay. The two regarding Shtar, what we just talked about, was that either Milva Peh, Milva B'Shtar, essentially they're the same on a Kenyan level, in terms of the intensity of the Shibudim, the quality of the Shibudim, they're the same. The difference is, right, the ease of access and the Betichos, right? And the fact that Shtar Chavyoni, my boy, and so on and so forth, all of these figure into this, just as Karkas is a better target than Metaltalin because of the Smichos Das, and that's why Ein Gova Min Avadim isn't such a Poshut issue in its own right. Right? So too, that's the role of Shtar. It's a Shtar Raya, right? But the Raya is the key. That's what gives you the extra Smichos Das, and so on. But the quality of Shibudim, if you hold Shibudim Daraisa or Milva B'Shtar, are the same. Or no, it's a Shtar Kinyan, and because it's a Shtar Kinyan, the Shibudim are kind of immediate quasi-Kinyan, because you made a Kinyan on it. In other words, this is something we talked a little bit about last year. It comes up, right? You have the Gemara at the end of Bava Basra, right? Nichsi debar inush inu nachroin varvoin zelaze, where the Gemara uses the expression arev, or guarantor, right, to describe the workings of Shibud Nechasim. Now, guarantor, again, we talked about it last year, right? It's a little bit complicated, right? I recall we might have had some disagreements about Eved Kanani too, coming back to me. But no matter what you say about Arev and how upfront he is, right, at the end of the day, Arev is a backup. Right? If he's a Lova, right, he's a secondary Lova. And the implication of saying, Nisi de Inchi, Inu, Nachroin, Barvoin, Zelazeh, is that Shibudim is a far option when needed, right? It's to focus on the necessary gviya in the future, and it's to downplay the impact of the connection to it in the present. On the other hand, that's why I told you to look at the famous formulation of the Ritva in Kiddushin. Who says what, Alex? No. That's separately. But what does it say about Shibudim on Dafi Gimel? Not the one in the Zion. That's it. Yeah. What does it say? Hoodie? Azrael? Nady? Anybody see the get a chance? Shua?
He calls
Shibudim a Chatzi Kenya. The idea that Nechasim Mishubadim are an option, a potential option, a quasi-Kinyan in the present. This is a massive, massive topic. Abai and Rava have the famous debate in the Sugim Psachim Daf Lamed Aleph, whether Balchov Mikanu Laba, who go there, or Lemafreya, who go there, but we paskin Mikanu Laba. But the view of Abai, that Lemafreya, who go there, reflects the idea that Shibudim, ready at the moment, are ready a quasi-Kenyan. Right? The question is, how much mid-Abaya nishma l'Rava, how much mid-Rava nishma l'Abaya, or is this like a fundamental debate between them about Shibudim? So the Ran, in a bunch of places, also says, quotes the Gemara in Bava Basra, where he talks about Shibudim, Nichsid Inshi no Narvoy Nachrayim Zelazeh. People often contrast the Ran and the Ritva and Kiddushin Daf Yud Gimel, as being almost like parallel to Abai and Rav. Of course, you can work it all. You have to work it all in, right? the different levels of shibudim, right, are obviously a target for making these kind of chilukim. Right? There's something called, we're not going to go into it now, I mean, there's something called a potiki, right, and a potiki mefurash, right, what's the status of a mashkon, a mashkon b'shasal vaso, a mashkon shelo b'shasal vaso, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, that's what we talked about some of these issues a lot last year. Meaning there's a whole hierarchy, right, of collectibles or collection options, right, and cheftzes that are targeted for collection, and there's a whole hierarchy about how they work and how much you are connected to them in the present, right, or only in the future, or in the future of the mafreya, and so on and so on. How much kinyanim or quasi kinyanim do you have at the moment? Mashkon, and so on. Point is that gufa, this may be the difference between milva alpe shibuda doraisa and milva bishtar. And that's, I think, what the Ramban is really getting at. That's what the word tafat, what did the Ramban ask? How do you have motive mixas, and how do you have shvitas ksafim if you hold shibuda doraisa? And how do you have shuas apikadon, right, if you hold shibud daraisa? In all those cases, my ulma, right, shibud, you know, shibud daraisa, mi shibud of milva bishtar, right? So if you don't think that he's focusing on the pragmatic side, what did the man, you know, predominantly think was going to be the method of collection, and so on and so forth? Definitely some of the words point to that. But all of the words could be understood in light of the, you know, end of the words. What the Rabban is trying to say is, Ashtar is not chal on metaltalin, it's chal on karka. And Ashtar creates tfisa in that potential collection option, not just down the road, but immediately. It's tafus. So, for example, take Shemitas Ksafim is a great example, right? If it's Shalachicha Biyadecha, is it Loyigos? The answer is, you know, just like Milva Sheish Lamashkon, right? If you have a Shibud, and it's Nixi Debar Inshi, Inu Nachroin Bar Voin Zelazeh, down the road, when you need it, if you need it, right? So, it's Loyigos. But if you have the means of collection in the present already, you know, you're not going to be gova now, and it's not even zmana piron, it's toch zman piron, but you already have shibudim about which you have quasi kinyanim, and that has all sorts of other implications, right? Then it's not loigos or shalachicha biyadecha. Right? Similarly, when it comes to the question of ein nishbayin al kfiras shibud karkos, so we'll say the following. That's what the Ramban means. Typically, right, if you're nishba, if you have a chob and you have shibudim, so it means there's a gvias karka and there's a gvias metaltel. I mean, there are all sorts of collection options down the road. There's this kind of collection option and that kind of collection option. Right? You don't have any, you're not being nishba directly on any of them now, and to the extent that you're looking, you know, to the future in terms of the contingencies, they're equal. But the shtar, if it's a shtar kinyan, and if it creates a tfisas, right, of the assets of the shibudim in the present, right, so you are nishba, because being nishba on the chov is being nishba, not just on the, you're not looking at it as, you know, the arvus, how you're going to collect later. You're looking at all the entire relationship, what exists right now. So you're being nishba on karka. But that's only true in the quality of shibud that is generated by milva bishtar. It's not true about the quality of shibud that is generated in milva alpeh. So whether in all cases the din of ein nishbayim al kfiras shibud karkos in the Gemara is limited to cases of shtar. It'll never apply beikaron on things that are subject to simply Shibud Doraisa. So this is what Reb Chaim, I'll just take all the questions in for a second. This is what Reb Chaim says in both places, although it's not good enough to explain the Rambam, as we'll discuss in a minute. It's, one second, let's see if I can find it. In Hilchos Isha's Perek,
it would help if I was looking at the right piece, right?
Those are good ones too, by the way. Perek Tezayin, he says, okay. Anybody have a line of Chassidus? He has it in both places, but it's a slightly different. Who saw the? Did everybody see the Reb Chaim's? Hopefully, okay. Hopefully, I'm assuming yes. Yeah. Oh, here it is. Okay. Lefi zehari nicha das Rambam. We'll get to the rest of it in a minute. Masha pasa gabi hodo b'miktzas b'ksuba. The chayev shvua midivrei Torah. Oh, okay. So let me ask a moment of explanation. What does the Rambam say in Perek Tezayin Hilchos Ishus Halacha Chafhei that troubled everybody? David?
That if the Baal is still alive, then he has to do a motive mixas when he claims
that if his motive mixas in a chi of ksuva, whether she's entitled to ksuvas psula or ksuvas almana, I mean 200 or 100, right, that there'll be a chi of modem mixas, a chi of shuas modem mixas. And the Ravid says?
The Ravid says that.
Ainish boy, shiba karkos, because it's ksuba is a star, and there are mishubadim. And since there are mishubadim, so this din doesn't apply. So Reb Chaim's trying to explain a lot of things here, and he's one among them. He's trying to distinguish between star and ksuva. Ram here connects it to Halach, but the point is that only when you have a shtar, right, and shibudim of a milva bishtar, is that considered to be halach? Halach is a situation where the guy says, you owe me $100, and the guy says, I don't owe you $100, I owe you $50. Motiv b'miktzas. The halach, and here it is. So if there's a milva bishtar, and he says halach, you know, so if it's a milva bishtar, that's the equivalent on $50, let's say the guy says, you owe me $100, and the guy says, but the shtar says $50. He says, you owe me $100, and the shtar says $50, right? So we treat that like halach. So the Reb Chaim says, why is that like halach? The isbe haknoas shibud. Because you don't just have shibud. You have haknoas shibud. Meaning the kinyan based on the shtar. I will call maisa bezdin, ksuva is a maisa bezdin, but it's not a milva b'shtar. After gove gam mi mishubadim, mi komokom l'chosh of halach. V'komosho chatsu v'rama perik dal d'chostoein, and so on. So this is the Rambam's distinction. The Ptur Mishumevim Kane and so on. Shashtar lo tol kfirasa v'kol nechasa v'mishubadim bo zeo gufa klola dehelach imken l'shayich zosel b'shtar d'shibudo b'yado v'rayas v'edos hachov gamken b'yado mash enke maisa meza nei d'gova m'mishubadim v'ena yochal liton gam parua. In Hilchos Shavuos, it's even more explicit. Here he says as follows. V'rak b'shtar hu dechashiv. This is Perek, what is it? Ches? Halacha Yud Gimel? V'rak b'shtar hu dechashuv kfiras shibud karkos, In my opinion, this is just, you know, could have been, he could have just said, V'ra'isi v'ramban, you know, v'perek shvus apikado. Right? Mishum d'shtar yeshbo din haknas shibud. Alkein zeu d'mashvale gam le'etzem achov shehe b'chal shibud karkos. The gam d'ashtar moil d'eino nigbar kfiras u'gzeilas achov ki b'tzir of kfiras u'gzeilas ashibud achasim shem b'shtar. So once again, this is his distinction between Torah, between milva al shtar, milva bishtar, and milva balpeh, and that's what the Ramban himself suggests. Although in the end, he rejects it. Tamar, you had a question on this part, unless you found more proof that the Ramban and the Rush are. Yeah, go ahead.
So according to the approach that we're suggesting before, understand that the Ramban like wakes up to this question.
Where that wakes up? I think Ramban to begin with focuses the question on what's the difference between shibudim of milva al peh and milva bishtar, whereas Bali Tosis ever so subtly asks the question a little differently, and that is, in light of what we know about milva bishtar, shouldn't every milva? It's the same question, but it's a different focus.
I was talking about
the difference between milva bishtar and milva al peh. In Eichus?
No, about the issue with, why, if there always are, she would help them, so...
Yeah, correct. He starts off by saying, well, you always have both, don't you? And then he ends up saying, yeah, but in Milva Bishtar, the focus is on Karka's much more upfront. That's
right,
what I think
so
he's...
Before we were asking, well, why is the Ramban only... It's strange that the Ramban seems to have forgotten about the Nechasim Bnei Chorin.
I didn't say I didn't ask that yet. I'm going to get that in a second.
Why wasn't the Ramban interested in that?
Ramban's question is based on, not on the Chasim B'nai Chorin, but on also the Chasim B'nai Chorin. He doesn't put it in B'nai Chorin.
Isn't it strange that the whole time you could be Tovei Karkos, so why does the Ramban only sense it this when he's discussing the distinction between Shtar and Talpilin?
Because I think that the point that he's trying
to
make...
That's the question we were saying before. When we started off the second half of the Ramban, we said, well, it's strange that the Ramban only raises this point now, right?
No, I don't think it's strange that he said that. What I really said was, I said something close to that. What I said was that here the Ramban opens up, you know, for the first time, the perspective that when the Gemara says "Einish Boy Malkfir Shiva Karkos," Tosis like took it as oh, of course, there's Karka here, so that's Nishboy Malakarka, and the big question is for Tosis. Again, it's a subtle point, but the big question for Tosis is. Who I did metaltan if you hold shibud the raisa, and that's why I don't think on the amud, on the bottom of the amud when he says the Mishnah already says it on lamed ches, even though the Mishnah is not talking about shibudim at all, it doesn't matter to Tosis because for them, once we have the din of Einish Boyim al kfiras shibud karkos, which extends the din of karka, he's not questioning that, he's not troubled by that. What I wanted to say was the Ramban, who I think has everything flipped. It's the same question, but asked from the opposite perspective, namely, my ulma shibuda de shtar mim shibuda de balpeh. So I think it's perfect that he's the one who's saying, and this whole halacha, to begin with, v'enish boing al kfiras shibu karkos, is to begin with a very big chiddush that we should be trying to comprehend better, because after all, he's not exclusively being Nishbal Karka, he's being Nishbal al Gvia, and that also includes Karka.
Yeah, you're reading the Ramban only wakes up to that at the.
I don't know if he only wakes up to it now or now because he's at the point of formulating the qualitative distinction, so these two things converge.
I'm saying that according to my reading earlier, so the Ramban is really dealing with that all the way throughout the piece.
Right, and I don't think that that's correct. I think earlier. He's dealing with the question, as the Rush understood it, as to whether or not there's a shame, Shibud Nechasim, when there's no befall Gviya, almost on a kind of like an Edekiyum.
He's just assuming the point that even if they're also ultimately you can go get from, it's only Nishbah and Akhtriya Shibud Karkos.
Correct. And now he's saying, let's look at this from a more, you know, conceptual perspective, namely, who says, just because our Shibudim, you know, and this is what Reb Chaim, you know, was born... You know, to accentuate.
I'm according to my reading, the Ramban is really aware of this the whole way through.
Well, I don't know if he's aware of the difference between Milval.
Since the Tviya.
No, I understand. But I think he's not saying that earlier. Right. But I do think it's a relevant category at all times. Okay. So let's move away from the Ramban for a second and talk a little more about, I didn't realize it was so late, Reb Chaim. So there are two problems in the Ramban. Number one is, again, and Reb Chaim's very important contribution, but again, this, in my opinion, is the Ramban, although the Ramban turns his back on it, sadly, but it's an amazing chiddush of the Ramban, and, you know, I always mention that, you know, the Rav, whenever he liked, you know, a particular svara, he would make the Bala svara, the forerunner of Reb Chaim. So this is a great example. I don't know that he did it on this one, but I didn't ever speak about this one, but this is like a great example. This is where Ramban really was, the forerunner of Reb Chaim, you know, on this issue. There are more, but this is a great one. Anyways, the problem with the Rambam is dual. Number one, not just, you know, that it seems like he might have had a different answer to the Shibud Doraisa versus Milva Bishtar problem. Right? I mean, that is to explain the Gemara. And unless you take the Dochak view of Tosis that hold these institutions are talking about Mechila or Inlem Karka, or the view that it's post Gaonim, you know, and there's no Gviya and it's Befoal and they can do it, or they can strip the Shibud, you know, not just tell you that you can't implement it, or all these things, or the Rimigash, etc. I mean, it's just, once you see this answer, and especially in light of the fact that there is other evidence that makes sense, the Shtar Kinyan, the nature of the Shibudim, it's very attractive, and it works in beautifully with the Sugyas, because there's no Sugya anywhere that pretty much says that Einish Boim Al Kfir Shibu Karkos, other than cases of Shtar. The problem with the Rambam is that the Rambam is not Medina de Gemara even. Right? There are numerous Rambams where the Rambam seems to turn his back on Einish Boim Al Kfir Shibu Karkos, even Bishtar. Right? So one of them is the Rambam in Hilchos Ishos, Perek Tazayin, Halacha Chafei, which the Ravid calls him out on, and that's where Reb Chaim's Ishos piece is focused on, right? Why did you say there's a ksuv is a shtar, and there's gviya min chasam mishabadim, right? So again, part of the answer is this very, and the end part, you said some other things earlier, is, oh, there's a difference between a shtar and a maisa bezdin. It's a piece of paper, but it's not really a shtar in that sense. I think there are other ways to say it too, by the way. Including the following, something we talked about a lot in our Ksuvas days, and that is, based on another comment of Reb Chaim, what is a Ksuva? The truth is that a Ksuva is not exactly in the mold of a regular Chiyuv, of a regular Chov. Because typically in a Chov, there's a Matan Mos, that, right, there's a Kabbalas Mos that triggers a response. I get a loan from you, or I get your field, and I owe you money. Right? In the case of Ksuva, right, it's a initiation of a Hizchaivus, number one. Number two, it is, and that's why Tosis in the beginning of Afalpi and the Rush, that I was kind of alluding to before, discussed why isn't the whole thing, why isn't any Shiko there like Dabar Shalom Bali Olam in part? And number one, he doesn't know, maybe he wouldn't have any Karka at that time, but it's a, you know, it also touches the sugya of ksuva lo nitna ligavos mechayim. And of course, what exactly does that mean? Again, I don't want to get into ksuva too much right now, but all I'm pointing out is, in addition to the difference between maisa bezdin and shtar, which Reb Chaim is pointing out about halach, about the kinyan shibud, right? One might have just said that whatever you say about the shibudim in a shtar, which is a shtar kinyan, which is triggered by or responds to, right, a shibud aguf, there's no shibud aguf in a ksuba. And partly that either means, or that's part of the story of, or a separate point, of ksuba lo nitna ligavos mechayim. Like if I borrow money from you, right? The second I receive money from you, I owe you money. Now, it's true there's also a period of time, kodem gvia, and there's an interesting issue, you know, about what that status is. Meaning, you know, there's a chiyuv or a chov. I sometimes like to say, there's a chov, but there's no chiyuv. You know, the language doesn't matter. You can flip it if it makes it feel better. There's a, you know, but that's not exactly true because there was a quid pro quo. There was a trigger, right? But it's not exactly true for ksuba. So one might have said that even if the distinction, maybe that feeds into this distinction, maybe it's a separate point. Maybe the shibudim, the idea that there are immediate shibudim omeid legvia, when there was no trigger and no shibud aguf, right, may be a very serious problem. Anyways, but it's not only the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus that is the problem. The Rambam seems to either ignore or downplay Einish Boim Al Kfir Shibud Karkos in a number of contexts. Again, the Pchaim is very complicated, all of them, so I guess we're not going to have time because we have to finish tomorrow, but and I want to finish, you know, some of the inyanim to the end. But let's just suffice to say it like this. The Rambam in Hilchos Toein, as Reb Chaim points out, where he should have said, Einish Boim Al Kfir Shiva Karko says what? Exactly. That Motiv Mitzvah doesn't apply to a shtar because it's a davar she'ef shalach porbo. Which in this piece, Reb Chaim thinks is the Rambam's way of saying, Halach. That could be true or not true. We're not learning Bab Metzia right now. So that's an interesting question. Reb Chaim is an interesting and expansive take on Halach here, which has a lot of roots in Rishonim, but is not muskam by everybody. It's not so clear. I mean, there's a lot of literature, a lot of ink has been spilled to explain why the Rambam ignores Halach and Einish Boim Al Kfir Shibud Karkos projects Davar She'ef Shalach Porbo. So that's a whole topic. But the point is, again, the Rambam seems to ignore it. He seems to be denying it. Unless he's saying the same thing. Reb Chaim has this whole vort that maybe Halach is, you know, Einish Boyin, which is Yef Shalach Por, and so on. And even the Mandomar Halach Chayiv, but he agrees that it has that status, you know, of being like Tafus and Parua. Fascinating. Okay. That's a way of maintaining the idea that maybe there really is Kfir Shiba Karkos, or at least Shtar Kinyan and Shibud up front in that way. Amazing. Okay. But at the end of the day, if you don't buy into that, that Rambam is problematic. Moreover, right, there's the Rambam in Hilchos Eidos that he points out, where the Rambam seems not to be working with Einish Boim Al Kfir Shiba Karkos. He has a suggestion for that too. There's the Rambam about Shvuos Eidos. The other one was the Rambam in Hilchos Eidos, right? When you have Hakchasha in Shtaros, Perkin Beis. What is it called? Perkin Beis, Halacha Beis. But what about Hilchos Shvuos Eidos? Right? What does he say there? Natan? Yitzi? Natan? Yeah, what's his view on Shvuos Eidos? Do we say Einish Boim Al Kfir Shiba Karkos? You do or you don't?
The same as Pikadon.
Ah, really? Same as Pikadon?
And then he makes a nuance and he has to do it. And he said over there he qualifies in the case of Ksuba, as long as there's also Metalfurman.
Oh, that in the case of Shvuos Eidos. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's not the same.
And the nuance.
What?
In Karkas he equates it and then in Karkas it's not the same.
Yeah, I mean, he basic correct. I mean, the Rambam says about Shvuos Eidos that we say Einish Boim Al Kfir Shiva Karkos in the case of Shvuos Eidos for what? For Eide Misa, right? Eide Misa Sabal. Or is it Perak Yud Alach Yud Aleph? Are you base? You did base? Yeah, did I have it up there? Go ahead. Oh, yeah. Wow. So he actually doesn't really hold across a real case of Einish Boim. When the Gemara says Einish Boim Al Kfir Shiva Karkos, It doesn't say if the only asset is karka. That's what he says about Shavuot Seder. It's interesting that he says even that. That's true. But what does he say about Shavuot? The one place where he is enthusiastic and across the board and faithful, right, to the plain din of Ein Nishbein Mivian, let's say, Korban, whatever, Al Karka, is Shavuot HaPikad. Okay. So the question is, why is that? Why is that? So the answer seems to be that not only, and this he says several times, again, anticipating the Ramban, when he talks about the difference between Milva Bishar and Milva Baal Peh, but even more so when he talks about the Yisod of Ein Nishbay Mal Kfir Shiva Karkos, Reb Chaim says, you know, the whole thing is really a Pella. He says this both, in both places a little bit, but even more in Shavuot HaKadosh. The whole thing is really a Pella because there's still Metaltal in it. Exactly what the Ramban says. Right? So why, if there's karka, does that, you know, militate against there being a shvua? So the shvua is on the metaltalin part. Moreover, says Ramban, this is, goes to something that Itamar was referring to. Ramban here, I'm sorry, Chaim here, interchangeable, right? Invokes Rabbeinu Tam when he's trying to set up the whole idea. The Rabbeinu Tam of the Chiras Chovos. We've talked about it, right? Just background for a second, right? There's a debate in the Rishonim. Most of the Rishonim think that Mechiras Chovos, selling a shtar, selling a milva, selling a debt, right, is drabana. And they think that because of Shmuel, who says, Hamocher shtachov l'chaveiro v'chazro umachlo machol. And their very understandable logic is, if you can be mochel after you sold it, what kind of sale is that? So they say, oh, it must be drabana. Aye, but there's so much evidence talk about, oh no, this, or some gemaras that seem to say it's daraisa, it's got to be drabana. That's the preponderant view of the Rishonim, including the view of the Rambam. The Raivin and Rebbeinu Tam disagree. They hold that Mechiras Chovos is daraisa. So how do you explain Shmuel? So Raivin explains it his way. We talked about it when we talked about Harsha earlier in the year, right, or, you know, a few months ago, whenever it was. I think what he says about that is about the idea of Schusei Gviya, selling Schusei Gviya. Rebbeinu Tam came up with the famous distinction between Shiba Nechasim and Shiba Naguf. Rebbeinu Tam said there are two aspects to a loan, or to a debt, or to being indebted. One is the personal indebtedness, triggered by the exchange, or the fact that I received something, that boomerangs that makes me obligated to respond, to repay. That's called Shiba Naguf. And then there's something else called Shiba Nechasim, right? And the din of Mechiras Chovos, right, applies to Shibun Nechasin. But it doesn't apply to Shibun Aguf, because Shibun Aguf is highly personal. It's not nitan lemechira. You can't, it's a personal thing. Personal indebtedness cannot be transferred. The personal makes that impossible. It's a davar shebegufo, you could say. But the Shibun Nechasin, that's something you could sell. That assumes, in a way, by the way, what we're talking about now, that Shibun Nechasin is a kind of a kinyan. It's not just Skusei Gviya, and it's not just something that flows from Shibud Aguf, even though it also flows from Shibud Aguf. The relationship between Shibud Aguf and Shibud Nechasim is a fascinating question. Again, the whole sugya of De'ekdi, maybe next year I'll have some more of this, but De'ekdi means I didn't have karka when I transacted, right? But I bought it later. Can that constitute the basis for Shibudim or not? I'm just going to finish up in 2 minutes and we'll finish up tomorrow. Can we start earlier tomorrow, we said? Yeah. What time can we start? 12? 12:30? We'll try 12:15 to be safe. Okay. And if I have to adjust it, I'll let you know about it. Okay. So, the ekni means karka that I will buy. And if you listen to a ksuba, the kanoi ud osid an olamikna. Right? How does that work? So the Gemara in Baal Basra talks about being Meshabe Dover Shalom Baal Yoma. Can you be Meshabe Dover Shira Bali Olam? That's a sugya of the heck. And the Me'iri Al-Atar says, that's not really what it is. It's really kind of something that flows from the Shiva. It seems to be a debate. Can you be Chozer, if you were committed yourself to the Ekni, can you be Chozer before you buy the Karka from the Shibud? If it's like Meshabe Dover Shalom Bali Olam, then you could be Chozer probably before you acquire it. Just that if you acquire it and you weren't Chozer, it'll be Meshubad. If not, if it's something that flows from the Shibud Aguf, you just like the natural Shibud Aguf, you know, should trigger a backup of your assets. Your assets back up your personal indebtedness. It's a fascinating question. Believe a question, right? Then you can't be Chozer. And you might even argue that the Ekni is kind of a natural state. That seems to be a debate between the Ramban and Cheskas Abatim and the Rajba in Mishames, in Kufnu and Zayin. Ramban is, I don't remember, Mem Dalit, I think, right around there in Bava Basra. The point is as follows. So, it's interesting. You don't have to hold like Rabbeinu Tam to buy into the perspective of Shibud Nechasim and Shibud Aguf. And there's a huge, I say, debate. The Ekni is one example. What about, how do they explain Shmuel? How do you explain Shmuel? Why does Mechila work? Because you can't transfer the Shibud Aguf, right? You can only transfer the Shibud Nechasim. But, says Rabbeinu Tam, if you're mochel the Shibud Aguf, then there's no Shibud Nechasim. Because there's nothing to collect. That's why Chozer Mocho Mocho, which isn't very nice. There might be a Dina de Garbi, you might have to pay for doing that, but it's legal. That's Rabbeinu Tam. The famous question that the Ran and others in Ksuvis ask is, so, in every case of a Yoresh, right, there should never be Minat Torah, there should never be Shiva Nechasim. Because the guy dies. And if he dies, there's no longer Shibud Aguf. It's like Mechila. There's no Shibud Aguf. Part of Rabbeinu Tam's saying is that, you know, these are two different things as long as they both exist. But if the Shibud Nechasim can't exist, once there's Mechila, Shibud Aguf. So if the guy dies, that should be the same thing. That's the Ran's question. The Tumim in Simon Samach Vav, predictably, says that's not a question. There's a difference between Mechila and Misa. The Yoresh is kind of Yoresh, he's Karadavua, he's Yoresh, the father of Shibud Aguf, in some respect. Or at least it's not Poka. Reb Chaim says the same thing here. Why am I telling you all this? Reb Chaim, when he was starting to explain that the din of Ein Ishbo'im B'Kfir Shibud Kakos is a complicated thing, don't just assume that it's correct and then you're asking, how come the Ram didn't paskin it, in Bilval Peh and in Bilval Bishtar? Basically, he says, listen, when you think about it, the whole issue, the whole din of Ein Ishbo'im is very mechudash, because there's the Shibud Aguf and the Shibud Nechasim. And the Shibud Aguf has nothing to do with Karka, and the Shibud Aguf is the primary. And here's what the comment that Itamar made before, which is, on the B'nai Chori level, when you have Karka on the B'nai Chori level, that's also probably, well, that's the question. Is it only considered Meshubad or Nechasim Meshubadim once it's subsequently transferred to a third party? What about when it's in your Rishus right now as B'nai Chori and he collects from it? Is that a Chalos Shibud Nechasim? I mean, it's Meshubad now. Right? Le'inyan. But what Reb Chaim in these both of these pieces kind of says is, you could argue with it, but it's an interesting perspective, is that Shibud Aguf, he quotes Rabbeinu, he doesn't quote Rabbeinu Tam per the name, but he's Asheyira, the B'emes Hari B'kol Shibud Atarte Chulubei, Shibud Nechasim, B'kol Sheyeshlo, Bein B'karka, Bein B'metaltalim, B'Shibud Aguf, Hu Etzem Achov, B'chiyuv Gavra, D'Rami Alei L'Shalim Chavov, Z'Ikar Chiyuvo, V'Ikar Shibudo, B'Shibud Anachasim Emela D'Ka'asi, Kimivur above Vasra could find out the Shibud Nechasim lays Burak din Arev. Ukimivur Baran. Hakose b'shem Rabbeinu Tam. That's all this Rabbeinu Tam. He just doesn't tell you because he thinks, you know what that all means. But now we do. Ashar Kane, Linan Dina de Shibud Karkos. Nay de Shibud Nechasim have a beklal tvias karka. Mishum de ichla bazeg gam Shibud Karka. Avalinin etzamachov the Shibud Aguf shalom. Bezelo shaykh klal din Shibud Karka. V'gam din gviya sachol min achasim erim miskalek. Din banu adun machmas din shibud adaraisa dan achasim ba'atzim v'shibadim l'gviya sachol gam belo din gviya shalalove. Because you're gova milakuchos. Mash enkin im nodum midin gviya shabin achasim abba machmas chiyuv adalove. This whole piece is to explain that from a shibuda guf point of view, from a shibuda guf point of view, right? There's no karka and there's no metaltalin. There's just shibud aguf. As far as shibud nechasim, so there's something. So who says the shvua? That's already the. It's arvus. It's quoting that gemara bava vasra. It's shibud nechasim, which is separate from. It's down the line. That's why, a little bit part of the story is there's a difference between shibudim of shtar and shibudim of Shibud Daraisa. But even that's not enough, because in the end of the day, what Reb Chaim's saying is, even Shibud of Ashtar, there's still the Shibud Aguf. And you're basically being kofer or nishba on metaltalin in addition to karka. So why is that not a problem? So at one point he suggests that maybe the only, for that reason, we don't paskin that Gemara. Then he has a whole explanation. To get out of the Gemara, it depends on Halach, yes Halach, no Halach, whatever. But what's the only place where we seem to fully paskin Enish Brahim Al Kfir Shiva Karkos? Shvuah Sapikadon. Why? He says, because in every other Shvuah, as long as, if there's Shvuah's Karka and there's Shvuah's Metaltalin, then you're Chayiv. Because you're related to the Shibud Aguf, and you're being Nishba L'Sheker, and you're obligated to be nishba to clarify. Why shouldn't you be a nishba on the metaltalin part, or on the guf part, which isn't metaltalin or karka? However, he says, when it comes to shvuas apikadon, you have to be kofer everything, because the shvua is the gezel. And in that sense, he also points out, there's a difference between shvuas... Oh, I'm really late, sorry. I'll read it tomorrow inside. Between Shvuas Eidos and Shvuas HaPikadon as well. Even though both of them require Kfiras Mamon, right? But in Shvuas HaPikadon, you have to be, if you're not Kofar every, he says, you're Kofar Karka without Metaltalin, you can be Kofar Metaltalin without Karka. So Le'inyan, a Shvua on, you never say Nishbai Malkfir Shiva Karkos. But when it comes to Shvuas HaPikadon, you have to be Kofar everything. Because it's a sheker, which is a gezel. It's not a full gezel unless you deny all aspects of the chiyuv. Because if you're moda, if you're goes of the metaltalin part, you're moda the karka, that's not shvusa, that's not gezel shoshvusa pikadon. This is where, in the chibur, especially if you know from the B'pi HaShmua, Reb Chaim is staking the claim that shvusa pikadon, the mechayiv, is gezel, and that it's a particular form of gezel. And in that, the Choshem Mishpat part of Shvuas HaPikadon differs from Shvuas HaEdos. Okay? So we'll pick up this a little bit tomorrow. I want to talk about Tosis and then talk about the situation.